This is Gordon W2GGG for a slightly delayed session of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, that was the right answer. All right, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is K2BAR. We're running the TechNet tonight. The TechNet is a net that meets weekly. It's a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences that underlie our hobby. It's about what we do with our hobby, what we aspire to do, things we've done before, things, of course, we'd like to do again, and of course, things we'd never want to do again. As I often say, they make the best stories. It's also an opportunity to talk about or post your for sale, swap, or wanted items, and that's all good. Alrighty. So we check into this net giving our call sign, our name, indicate whether we have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. The reason why we say none of the above is because we'd like to know who's out there, and it's kind of hard to judge that if we don't get check-ins. Also, we kind of tailor the net to those who check in, so it's also very good to do that. So, with no further ado, let's start this dog and pony show. Stations whose call signs begin with the letter Whiskey, please call K2BAR.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and no traffic.
W2SE, no traffic.
I'm sorry, who was the other station?
W2SE, no traffic.
Good evening, Bruce. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys?
WI2W, no traffic.
WA2ISE, no traffic.
There was a station who doubled with Steve. Who was that?
Oh, WA2ISE.
Comment.
Okay, Bob, I have you already, and Don, I got you with a comment. Any other whiskeys? Okay, very good. Bob, I got you on the first go-round, so no problem. Bob, Bruce, Steve, and Don. Okay, any other whiskeys?
W2TU, Chris, just listening.
Good evening, Chris. Anybody else in the whiskey? Alrighty, let's go to the Novembers.
N2OEL, one for sale.
Noel, very good. Welcome aboard. I got you. Any other Novembers? Okay, how about a Kilo?
A2AMI, no comments, just listening.
Good evening, Tony. Welcome aboard. Okay, any other Kilos? Okay, how about Alpha stations? Okay, are there any stations, any call sign type whatsoever? W2TTT. Or K2BAR for that matter. Okay, well then let's go with what we got. Good evening. You have some comments. You go first. W2JEK, K2BAR.
K2BAR and the net W2JEK, greeting everybody. Just announcing that Barra will be running our next VE test session on January 20th. That's a Friday night. It'll be at 7 o'clock. It'll be at the Township of Washington Senior Center, 350 Hudson Avenue. That's across the street from the strip mall on Pascack Road. I think most of the people have heard my spiel on the other stuff before, so unless you have any questions, I won't repeat it. I do not know the test fee yet. I presume it's still going to be the same. I'll have to check on that. Back to net, W2JEK.
Okay, very good. Anybody have any questions, comments, confusions for Don regarding licensing or the upcoming test session? All righty. Don, anything else you'd like to add?
Not at this time, thanks. Back to net, W2JEK.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you, Don. All righty. Give a little bit of the yawnies here. All righty, let's see. I guess our next item is Mr. Noel with a for sale item. N2OEL, K2BAR.
NJ2BS, repeat.
K2BAR, the group is N2OEL. In my backyard are stored several Rhone 25 power sections. Farrah wants to get rid of them. $15 each. Come and pick them up. Make a check out to Bergen Empty Radio Association, and they're yours. You can get a hold of me by my call at the league. And that's it. And to William.
Okay. Thank you very much, Noel. How many you got?
I promised Jim I'd go out and count them tomorrow. I can send you a picture that I took a week or two ago. And there's several.
I'll tell you what, I'll pick them all up on Sunday. $15 a section, I'm good.
Okay, do you need help transporting them?
Yeah, right now I do. Although rumor is that I should have my trailer hitched by next week, but depends on what your time frame for removal is, but I can take care of it on Sunday with you one way or the other.
Get them out by February.
I think we can handle that. I have my own means of conveyance, so, but I'll take care of the financial part. You saying the check goes to Barra?
Yes, they belong to Barra.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll come over and inspect them and check them out, and we'll agree on the inventory, and you'll communicate what I owe, and I'll just make sure I bring the money to David, take care of it like that there. Okay, well, that was an easy transaction. All righty. Let's see. The next thing on Noel, did you have anything else you want to add?
No, thank you. And to oil.
All righty. So a couple of announcements. One is tomorrow is the visit by the ARRL CEO, NY2RF. Fairlawn is hosting it at the Fairlawn Senior Center, where we've spent the last 2 weeks of Fairlawn activities on Friday nights, one for a dinner and one for an auction. We'll be back there one more time, as they say, with feeling. And there. And so if anyone would like to be there, it will start promptly at 7 p.m. So keep that in mind, and we hope that you will come. Also, please invite your friends, remind them. I think it'll be a very interesting evening with NY2RF. And let's see what else. That's what I have on the announcement side. Anybody else have anything they would like to announce?
A2AMI.
Mr. Tony.
Just general information in that this weekend is the December 10-meter sideband contest, also CW, by the way. ARL's 10-meter contest this weekend.
Yeah, it has the odd characteristic of showing up is with openings on in December. It has to do with the the winter solstice. I got him. Anyway, we got some moron deciding to see how many lanes of traffic they can come across and not get T-boned. Anyway, all right, anybody else have any traffic? Station, very noisy. Try it again, please. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're not making it. So, I have a little bit of an update on the mesh network stuff. We did run some tests last weekend, and had some really interesting results. We were able to link K3TDX in Clifton with Fairlawn, that would be W2NPT, the club, also W2IP, and also W2KBF. We're also able to get blips and chirps from another node, also on Garrett Mountain, but in a different end of it. And we also got little chirps and blips from Bergen County. So that was interesting. So we're pursuing permanent site status on a couple of spots along the ridgeline, and we'll be daisy-chaining them together, and it should be very interesting. Pretty exciting times, to say the least. So, one thing we did experience, and those of us who've been on packet radio 30 years ago or more might remember this, we had the hidden transmitter problem where two stations who don't hear each other are all trying to communicate with the big signal on the hill, and they're colliding. So that was a good thing. That just means we have to do a little bit of network engineering to manage that, but very exciting and very, very positive, to say the least. Anybody with comments? Alrighty. I don't have anything more at this time. Hope Santa's good to everybody. We're going to be having several nets between now and Christmas. I'm sure that some of them will be very interesting and, hopefully we'll be talking about what Santa brought and what Santa might be bringing and what Santa's brought before. Next week, since it won't be the week before Christmas, I would like to have the topic of what did Santa bring you one year that you really were happy about? And what's the longest lasting or the most frequently used, the most long used, whatever you want to call it, Christmas gift you've gotten, in your ham shack. And I'll use that with a rather loose definition. It'd be very interesting to hear what people have. So on that note, we can discuss that now, but be prepared for that next week. But if anyone has one they'd like to bring now, we'll be happy to entertain it. This is KQBAR.
K2BAR, W82ISC. Don't have anything on the Christmas topic, but I was wondering, on the mesh network, I don't suppose you heard my notes. Over.
NJ2BS, repeat.
No, Bob, they're pointed in, if you will, the wrong direction.
Okay, I check every so often to see if anything comes up on my 900 megahertz node, but haven't seen anything in a good long while, so anyway, go.
One or both the sites that we tested out over the weekend should solve that permanently. And those sites will be linked to between them with another mechanism, a different frequency. So that'll be good. So, yeah. But I don't think it was yours. It was certainly interesting. Nonetheless, I've taken to changing my SSID, my station IDs, not my SSID, my station ID, to include the last three, octets expressed in decimal of my Wi-Fi IP address to make identification of nodes a little more simple. So, for instance, if I have an address of 10.x.y.z, I will say, you know, W2TTTRD for rocket dish, let's say, or hyphen RD hyphen, you know, x.y.z on the IP address, from the IP address. And that way, even if I don't get a mesh, but I just get a little bit of an IP address, I can figure out whose it is later much more easily. So that's one thing we've done for now, anyway. That'll become less necessary as we put dedicated backbones up and things like that, real stable networks. But in the meantime, it's good for setting up these networks and doing diagnostics. Anybody else? Okay. Alrighty. Anything else, Bob?
No, Gordon. I think that's it. W2TTT. There's W82IC. Clear.
Okay, very good. Anybody have a Christmas present ham radio story that about things that they've used forever?
Well, WI2W will jump in.
I'm sorry. Who's that?
WI2W.
Mr. Steve, go right ahead.
So many moons ago, maybe 20 years ago, I told Santa that I wanted a PK-232, but not just any PK-232. I wanted the Heathkit version of the PK-232, which is a multi-mode data box back in the days before we had sound cards and DSPs and all that. So I built the Heathkit version of the AEA PK-232, which was called the HK-232, and really enjoyed the build. A lot of discrete components and integrated circuits. It had square LEDs, which was something new to me for the display. And I still have it. I haven't turned it on in a few years, but I had a lot of fun with it, doing ASCII and Packet and AmTor and RIDI. It was really a blast. I was copying the bulletins from the ARRL in their different modes. And I still have it. One of these days I'll have to fire it back up. So that's my my Christmas ham radio story. Back to Net.
That's a very nice story. So, number one, you wanted the kit. Number two, you built and enjoyed building the kit. You still enjoy building kits. I watched that on Tuesday night yet again. And then you've gotten years and years of enjoyment of using the box, which is even better. I mean, that's just hunky bloody dory, isn't it? Really is. That is just super. Alrighty. So let's see. Anything else you want to add to that story, Steve?
Well,
I am the most memorable conversation. Memorable nonetheless. I had an AmTor conversation with a ham in either the state of Washington or Alaska, and he was a very high-level NASA administrator.
He lost a whole bunch of friends when the Challenger blew up, and it pretty much destroyed him. He retired from NASA, and he just could not go into work anymore. So it was a piece of history there, and I talked to him, I guess, about 2 years after the Challenger disaster. And AmTor is a radio teletype type of communication. It has forward error correction, so the print is perfect. So you don't miss any letters, you don't get any extraneous letters. Occasionally with QSB, the link would drop, but then we would hook back up again. And we had a really good conversation for, I don't know, maybe an hour. So I won't forget that one. Back to Ned, K2BARWI2W.
Well, that's pretty cool, actually. Yeah. I guess, must have been 10 years ago. Maybe more now. We had my senior VP left AT&T and went to work for a company called RIM, which is called RIM, but it's also called Research in Motion, and some of you might know it in terms of the BlackBerry. They're the house of BlackBerry, if you will. One day, literally after this VP or senior VP of ours left the company, we're driving home from Middletown, where I was working, and I got to talk to one of her high-level colleagues, the guy who ran, quote, a little communications lab in Waterloo, Ontario. Turned out to be one of the founders of RIM, who was one of her colleagues. So we talked about that. That was kind of nice, and passed along greetings to Robin. That was about this time of year, 1 year. So it was kind of fun. Anyway, so that'd be that. Let's see. That's not exactly a Christmas story, but it's kind of a cool story nonetheless. Anybody else?
NK2BS, repeat.
K2AI with a contact story I find interesting. Maybe you will too.
Go right ahead.
It was Good Friday 1 year, Good Friday before the Christian Easter, and I was operating on 40 meters, surprisingly, with a wire antenna, and I hooked up with somebody who was in New Zealand. It was late night, a good contact, and enough so we could have a conversation. And so one of the things that I do very frequently when I make a contact is I asked him, what do you see outside your window? And that's a great line if you guys want to start conversation with somebody. Ask them what they see outside the window of their house or their shack. And again, this is springtime in New Jersey, and I'm looking at daffodils, and I'm looking at dogwood trees, and I'm looking at tulips popping out of the ground, and the grass turning green. And he said, oh, I'm looking at pumpkins, I'm looking at corn stalks, the leaves are coming down, and it's getting colder. So just the realization at that moment that while I'm in the spring, they're in the fall, and the contrast between the two parts of the earth was immediately evident to me. And I always found that a very interesting point. Back to Ned.
You know what's even more interesting? A more interesting aspect of that CUSO, Tony, is that he was talking about pumpkins and corn on a island nation that a few hundred years ago didn't have those, you know, vegetables, if you will, growing there. So isn't that kind of an amusing kind of thing? You know, globalization taken to a whole new level in globalization and agriculture. So I think that's kind of neat. Absolutely neat. And the fact that you had a nice CUSO is even better. My experience with New Zealand and Australia is that, pardon me, I'm more likely to work them between 5 and 8 in the morning in the summer or our spring than I am even at night, unless late night is 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock or 4 or 5 o'clock, and conditions open up a little early. But God bless you. I'm saving my Christmas present story for at least next week, so I'll belay that one. Anybody else? All right. Well, I'd like to hear next week about what people plan to build or what they've built in the last year, things they've cobbled together and such. We'd like to see how that goes. So let's think about that a little bit more, and hopefully we'll have some good stories for next week. Anybody else with a late check-in, late story, late question for the Met, please call K2BAR. All right, well, keep in mind that tomorrow is the visit by the ARRL CEO, and it'll be at 7 o'clock in the Senior Center, where we have the auction in Fairlawn, so not the community center, but the Senior Center. So, look forward to working you, or seeing you guys tomorrow night, and working you through coming week. Thanks again for your participation tonight, and look forward to a wonderful Christmas season as we move toward it, and a blessed new year for everybody. This is K2BAR, W2TTT, signing clear, returning your feeder to normal and immature radio use.
WTTU.
NJ2BS, repeat.
WTTU.
KB2LGH, just trying to get a signal check, please, Staten Island.
You are clear. No static in your signal. I am located about 5 miles from this repeater, so you're doing good.
Very good to hear. Appreciate that. That was Whiskey 2, Golf, Foxtrot. KD2LGH, clear.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.